That rain is not letting up anytime soon, huh? Yeah, good thing we brought the car. Can you imagine if we took the bus? I know, this hoodie is not waterproof. No, don't turn on the lights. Someone from outside might see us. Yeah, dude, we're being very sketchy right now. We'll definitely get in trouble if anyone sees us. Just leave it, I brought a light. Where did I get what? These? Caroline gave them to me. Yeah, dude, coolest librarian ever. I spent so much time here during finals, we practically closed the library together. And she loves my mom's banana bread. Yeah, I know you love it too. I brought some with me, actually. Yeah, so my personality won Caroline over. No one can resist my charms. And my mom's banana bread. She gave me the keys and told me I can use the place whenever I want, as long as I keep it clean. And before you ask, no. She specifically said no parties, okay? I know you and your friends want a place to get lit, but it's not here, okay? So yeah, forget it. Yeah. She's the coolest person in the world. I love her so much. Here, our favorite spot. Sit next to me, come on. I got the good stuff. No worries, I came prepared because I knew you wouldn't. Oh yeah, what'd you bring? Ooh, is that hot cocoa? Nice. Wait, just one tumbler? Aw, you made one for me too. That's so sweet of you. Ooh, I brought this new nightlight. New batteries too, so we're good. Look at that nice mood lighting, huh? I so wanted to bring a candle for that extra moody ambiance, but I figured open flame, small building filled with books, probably a bad idea. Caroline would kill us. No, stop. If you make a Fahrenheit 451 joke, I swear to God. Food. Music. Of course. This is super nice, isn't it? The rain really adds to the comfy vibe. But hey, at least we're indoors now, not trapped outside. Oh my god, I still can't believe I took you on that picnic without checking the weather first. Fuck, we were soaked. The poor sandwiches, I know. I can't believe you chose to save that pitcher of wine instead of my sandwiches. I am never gonna live that picnic down, am I? Yeah, well, how about the drive-in theater? What do you mean, what? You took us to a drive-in movie in zero visibility. It was hurricane season, and you didn't believe me. We couldn't see anything because nothing was playing. The place was closed. Oh my god, you're crazy. Yeah. Netflix on your tablet was a nice save. It was like our own little drive-in movie. I loved it. I mean, you ate all my fries, but I forgive you. I like potatoes, okay? Leave me alone. Rain always seems to be messing with us, huh? Yeah, but it's awesome. Makes for funny stories. I can't believe we only started hanging out a few months ago. I know. Yeah, it feels like we've known each other for longer than that. Well, technically, I have known you a little longer than you've known me. Yeah, it's a long story. okay. So, kind of already knew you before I even started talking to you. Not in the stalkery way, at least I don't think so. Wait, so, do you remember the first time I approached you? Yeah, we'll backtrack to, like, a few months before that. You were sitting at this table. I think you chose it because it's at the back of the library. It's private. It's a bit quieter. And there's the sunlight from the big window behind you. It makes everything brighter. And you were crying. Yeah, you were. Silent tears. You were sniffling and wiping your eyes all sneakily. I almost stood up to ask you what was wrong until I saw the book you were reading. And I realized you were crying because of it. I was kind of intrigued because I'd never read anything that moved me like that. Movies, yes. You see me cry when we watch sad movies. But books? I rarely cry because of books. So, I borrowed the book you were reading. And guess what? I cried a little too. And that's kind of how it started, you know? Every time I go to the library, you're almost always there. Almost. Every time I don't see you, I'm slightly disappointed. Like, how dare you not be present when I walk in? But yeah, you'll be sitting here. Sometimes with a completely new book, and I'll sit over there and work on my own stuff. And more than once in a while, I'll look up at you. Sometimes you smile or laugh out loud. I love the sound of your laugh, by the way. And sometimes you cry again. Your eyebrows would be all scrunched up. When people in the library get kind of loud, your eyes would be a tad wider when you're in a very intense part of the story. Every time you got emotional, happy, or sad, or angry, I check out the book you were reading, and I love them every time. I started knowing you through the books you read. I got to know what makes your heart flutter, what makes you sad, what makes you flustered or excited. I read the stories and I wondered how you felt when you were reading them. That was it, really. It was just the books. But one day, I looked over and I realized how gorgeous you were. Not in the obvious way. Not in a super photogenic and sexy kind of way. Just when you smile, your whole face lights up. And your eyes tell so much emotion. Your laugh. It's such a beautiful sound. And after the books, it's like I was seeing you for the first time all over again. I kept wishing you'd notice me, just sitting here a few tables away, reading the book you were reading a few days ago. I wish you'd look up and smile. And I'd walk over, and we'd chat. But you didn't. So I decided, fuck it, and I just did it. I stood up and I walked over to you. You remember this? Yeah. This was the last one. The last book you were reading before I finally walked over and talked to you. I actually bought it online. It's sentimental like that. Do you remember what I said? I said, hey, we're reading the same book. You're much farther in than I am, though. Is it a good story so far? And that was it. Best decision I ever made. We got to know each other so much more. I sat right next to you. I got to know you as a friend. I got to spend time with you outside the walls of this quiet place. You weren't anything like I imagined. You were so much better. So wonderful. I lack the vocabulary to describe you. And now we're here. So, in case it wasn't clear, I like you. A lot. Like a whole lot. I mean, I don't just take anyone with me on weekly scheduled break-ins, you know? I mean, it's not a break-in. Caroline knows I sneak in here. She gave me the key, so it's fine. She won't get mad as long as I put the books back. Yep, I'm rambling, sorry. I really like you. I already said that. But yeah. I really like you. Yeah, you could totally kiss me. I mean, I was kind of suspecting that you liked me too, but I didn't want to get ahead of myself. Yeah, like, that kiss you just gave me wasn't platonic, right? You like me as more than just friends? Are you sure? Okay, cool, just checking. It's just so weird, but in a really good way. Because I always feel so giddy and flustered whenever I start having feelings for someone. Don't get me wrong, I still feel that so much with you, but you make me feel more deeply. You make my heart feel so relaxed and safe. It's like I can breathe more freely whenever I'm around you. It feels so good. Like the long, tight hug you get from someone who loves you. It's so warm. I never want to stop feeling this way. Come here. Move your chair closer. Put your arms around me and tell me about the new book you've been reading. It's complicated? Well, no worries. We've got all night.